Welcome to Fed Scoop Radio, and now your host, David Stagan.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Fed Scoop Radio for Monday, May 20th, 2013. I am your host, David Stagan. Hope everybody out there had a great weekend. Did you get out? Did you get a chance to see Star Trek? Did you do anything fun? I'll admit I was doing stuff around the house. I have a newborn at home, so I was getting ready for that. Also getting ready to head out to MOC, the Management of Change Conference, up at Cambridge, Maryland. I will be there for a couple days this week. Have a busy week with lots of great content coming at fedscoop.com, including a number of government interviews with folks who are attending up at MOC. It's great to have a lot of government people in one place, and then I can knock out a bunch of interviews and bring you guys lots of great content. So I'm really excited for the conference and expect to really get some good stuff out of it. Really had some good stuff, though, recently on fedscoop.com that I want to point out. One of the most interesting ones came out of DISA, where it appears that some additional Apple devices will now be allowed on the Defense Department networks. On Friday, the Defense Information Systems Agency announced the approval of the Apple iOS 6 Security Technology Implementation Guide, otherwise known as the STIG. Approval of the STIG means government-issued iOS 6 mobile devices are allowed to be used when connecting to the department's networks with current mobility pilots or in the future under the Mobile Device Management Framework. This is obviously very exciting stuff for anybody who works at the Department of Defense. The May 17th release joins the previously approved STIGs for the BlackBerry and the Samsung Knox operating systems as DISA looks to build a multi-vendor environment for its mobility device management system, which is in source selection now and anticipated for award early in the summer, DISA said. The recently released DoD mobile strategy includes mobile devices configured to the STIG in combination with an actively managed and defended MDM system, which provides a process for managing and distributing mobile applications for an enhanced cyber defense infrastructure, and also plays right into the JIE, the Joint Information Environment, which is pretty much, when it comes to IT, if you know about that, you know just about everything the Pentagon is doing these days when it comes to IT. So I want to point out that story up on FedScoop.com. Expect some more STIGs to be released in the coming weeks. I've been hearing rumors that some more stuff is underway, so it'll be interesting to see what other devices are approved, if we're going to see some further iOS operating systems, some more advanced ones, or what other platforms will be coming on soon. So, like I said earlier in the show, we'll have some great stuff from MOC this week. I actually have an interview, speaking of that DISA stuff, with John Hickey, who heads up DISA's mobility program. So I'm looking forward to talking about him. So if you're interested in that type of story, I should have some more coming in the coming days. So I think that'll cover it for today. I want to thank everybody for listening. For FedScoop Radio, this is David Stagan. Tune back tomorrow for the Fed OSS guys. I know they have a great show planned, I think, on the open data policy, if I'm correct. So make sure to check that out. Thanks for listening. See you next time.